Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Country music star Michael Peterson has a new album coming out, working with New Holland, which has dealers around the country who will be first introducing the album to the public, and New Holland will be having the exclusive rights to distribute the album through their dealer network around the country. Michael, tell me a little bit about yourself and the new album that you have coming out.
My background professionally is in two arenas. Number one, I spent 12 years, the better part of 15, I guess, as a public school speaker. I spoke to young people across the nation and Canada and Europe as well with a values message. In 1995, I kind of put that behind me and moved forward into another era, I guess, of professional expression in country music, and spent the last 10 years in the country music arena. I was fortunate to have had some significant success, sold over a million records, 5 songs in the top 20 off the first album, and a lot of award nominations and things like that. But the last couple of years really brought me to a place in my life where I wanted to connect those two separate pieces of my life, this guy who carries a message with this guy who loves to entertain people. So as I began to dream about that, life unfolds in funny ways, synergy. The opportunity came for me to connect with New Holland, and I found out that New Holland isn't just about iron. It's really about people. And so we began to dream together about possibilities, and that's really what has brought me here.
With your relationship with New Holland, their dealers around the country will be able to have the first opportunity to introduce this to the public. Can you tell us how that's going to work?
The album will be shipped in early January to the first batch of them will be to dealers across North America. And we really wanted to give New Holland dealers the first opportunity to really use this as an invitation for people to come into the store, if you will. That's really phase one. Phase two is, this spring we'll have a single that comes to radio. And as we begin to climb back up the country music charts with hit singles and a hit album, it will draw attention to not only what's going on with the music stuff, but it'll also draw attention to what we're doing with New Holland, which is a long-term game plan over the next 3 years to really touch communities. So many artists that tour, it's pretty much put up a poster, hope you have a hit, and hope you get an audience. We're really going to go into communities. At this point, 100-plus communities, predominantly in the Midwest, to invest in communities with a school assembly program called What Should I Do With My Life. It really culminates in a Friday or Saturday night event in the community that the proceeds of which will go to create scholarship foundation for graduating senior whose life is most exemplified selfless service, loyalty, commitment to a mission and a purpose. So there's a bigger game plan at work here.
On your new album, you have a song that specifically mentions New Holland, which, of course, really ties this all together,
sure,
if you will. Can you give us some background and on that particular song? I know it's not released yet.
No, sure.
But we have heard some excerpts, if you will. So,
well, it's one of those songs that I heard the song, and I said to the fellas who wrote it, they had a different name there, something blue. And I said, well, I didn't even know what it was, and nobody knew what it was. They said, What's Williamsburg Blue? What is that? And I had no idea what it was. I said, and this is before the New Holland thing even was on the radar. I was like, well, John Deere's got, this foothold in the marketplace of country music, but there's these great tractors, these New Holland tractors. What if it said New Holland Blue? And they said, well, that makes more sense because people will know what that is. And, it was probably within 30 days of that my opportunity opened up with New Holland to connect us. Really one of those sort of ironic, synergistic things. It's really a great fit for New Holland because it's really about a young woman who's smart. She's a Rhodes Scholar. She's educated. She's innovative with her life. She wants to do great things. But in the end, she realizes that she can have all of that, but if you don't have values, if you don't have some down home, doesn't matter. And I think that's really a great snapshot of farmers that I've met and of the New Holland folks as well.
Well, you mentioned when we started out the interview your desire to convey a positive value message, and it seems like with this song, as people will find out, that there is a message in there. Do you have that theme continuing with the other songs that are on the album as well?
Well, it's an album that, it's not a farm theme album, let's put it that way. But it's definitely an album that really is based upon a lot of songs based on relationships, a lot of songs based upon values. There's a song we wrote for the Army called The Warrior's Anthem, which is essentially the warrior's or the soldier's creed put to music. Soldier's Creed is a piece of literature that soldiers are supposed to memorize. I got to thinking one day after I met the, you know, fourth or fifth soldier who hadn't memorized it, that if the national anthem wasn't a song, I probably wouldn't know it either, you know, and neither would you. So we turned it into a song. It's really having quite an impact inside the Pentagon and in Army culture in the beginning stages. I mean, that's a values-based song. We've recorded another song called I Remember America, which is a chilling a piece of music, really a call to go back to our roots. You know, we have come up with a slogan for New Holland for what we're doing with these community events and the young people. New Holland, harvesting great Americans. So, you know, the album has some real values-based music on it, but I'm really of more value, I think, to the people that I'm serving, the farm community, that have come out of the gates blazing as an on-fire entertainer who happens to carry their message and their values.
As you move forward with New Holland, you mentioned the Army, too. So you have some involvement, I guess, directly with them as well?
Absolutely. I've been working with the folks in the Office of Strategic Planning in the Office of Public Affairs at the Pentagon for about 6 months now. Just developing mechanisms to be bridges, I guess, between America and the U.S. Army. I think there's this misconception. In fact, I know there is. There's a great misconception that the Army is only interested in filling the ranks. And that's just not the truth. The good news is that the Army is interested in building America, in strengthening America, and in planting the seeds of values that will create a harvest of great Americans, whether these young people ever fill the ranks or not. You know, we are America. We are the Army. It's not us and them. It's the U.S. Army. It's the U.S. Army. I mean, this is our country, and we stand together or we fall apart. So there's definitely some really exciting things going on with the Army as well.
So with the getting back to the arrangement you have with New Holland, besides having their dealers be able to sell the album exclusively to start with, you're going to have, as you said, involvement beyond that. Can you talk about some of the things you're going to be doing with them? I think there's a plan to have a number of appearances around the country and that kind of thing.
I'll be spending the first 2 weeks of January at all of the New Holland corporate meetings going on in Phoenix. March 3rd, I'll be speaking at the Commodities Classic. In June, during Fanfare, which is the big country music festival. Now, I guess it's not called Fanfare anymore. It's called the Country Music Association Festival, I guess. But we're going to have a celebrity tractor race connected to charity. So just fun things going on through the year. Obviously, we'll be doing live remotes from lots and lots and lots of New Holland dealerships around the country connected with the tour. Really a positive PR thing for New Holland dealerships and a positive outreach from New Holland really to the communities in a significant way. So, I mean, there's going to be numerous really exciting things coming down the pike.
What would you plan to say to New Holland dealers, the people who are out in the countryside with the stores that interact directly with the customer and selling the equipment?
Really, my biggest thing that's on my heart to share with them this morning is how grateful I am for their courage, how proud I am that they are survivors, that they are innovators, and that's an example to all Americans who, you know, work through difficult times. So thank you for your example, and you are making a difference.
Well, thank you very much. That's Michael Peterson, who has a new album coming out, and this song that really got the relationship going with New Holland is called Down on the Farm, and we'll hear more from that, I'm sure, as it's released here later this beginning of next year. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.